Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At 3:15, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. It is time for a Donnie Football Debrief, the biggest football topic of the day, as selected by Donnie. And brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Charlie Borges filling in for Donnie. Does Donnie leave you the topic that he wants discussed with his opinions, and you just regurgitate them as your own?
You're his surrogate in this experiment.
No, I am my own sentient being that has its own formulaic thoughts.
And he trusts
Wait,
you
formulaic
enough.
Formulaic thoughts?
Formulated thoughts.
Okay, I was going to say,
Charlie's formulaic having a rough one today.
Formulaic makes it seem like you're giving like the most rote, like uninteresting, you know, thoughts ever.
Charlie needs to go the Kalis route, and apparently Kalis had Mountain Dew for the first time this morning.
I'm going to do the dew!
And it.
He seems like a code red dude that would just sit in his basement playing World of Warcraft. That's just my thoughts. Nothing wrong with World of Warcraft.
I'm an orc.
Could you see him like dressing up for one of those?
LARPing?
Is that what that's
live
called?
Action role playing.
Live action role
LARPing.
Playing. LARPing.
I actually can.
To battle! He's like holding like a plastic axe.
I'm actually going to surprise you guys. I'm going to surprise you guys with something. If there was not a game I wanted to watch and I was into the girl both like on a looks and personality standpoint, if she was into that, I would go to one of those things and take part.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with LARPing or cosplaying. It's cool.
But if you weren't into her on each of the looks and personality departments, you wouldn't go.
No, I would not. I would not, like, on my own, just with a group of friends, go do that.
No. But, like, what if you were into her personality-wise but not crazy about her looks? Would you still go?
Probably not.
What if you were crazy about her looks, thought she had a very boring personality, but she liked
that? No, I would not.
Boy, what a nice, interesting checklist for him. And he's wondering to me in the breaks why he never got any girls to give him the time of day in high school.
Now,
can't imagine why.
When you say cosplay, I've always thought that had a sexual tone to it.
No. Like, if you go to, like, Comic-Cons or things like that, and people are all dressed up as characters.
I always thought cosplay was like, oh.
I think in the privacy of somebody's own home, like, if husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend.
That's role-playing.
No, I think that's cosplay.
No. Hold on. If say a guy is a big Star Wars nerd and says to girlfriend or wife, I'd love it if you dressed up like Princess Leia from Jabba's sail barge. Wouldn't that be cosplaying and role? She doesn't have to actually act like Princess Leia on the barge.
Pretty sure Jeff in South Park has done that before and has told us about that.
Nothing
like,
wrong with
I
it.
Went to high school with a guy. This is so weird.
Oh, here we go.
This is so weird.
Here we go.
But his parents were really into Betty Boop. And there were all kinds of, like, Betty Boop, like, pictures and figurines and stuff in their house. And when I was in high school, we found, like, a Betty Boop dress in his mom's closet. And we were all convinced that there was, like, Betty Boop sexual role play going on.
How many of our
dad.
Most of our listeners probably know who Betty Boop like looks like or what
the
cartoon looks like.
Yeah.
Very dark hair, outsized head, you know, and then bombshell, you know, figurine.
What do you
drawing.
Think here, Charlie? Would that freak you out as a 15-year-old?
I believe Mrs. Boop. Mrs.
Hello,
Boop was
Mrs.
getting
Boop.
Hello, Mrs. Boop, are you getting bopped tonight?
It wouldn't have freaked me out. It would just be one of those things that you would rag your friend on for the next decade and a half.
We really didn't because he was one of the
burlier.
Yeah. He
was the ass kicking friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was one
so
of the...
So you couldn't go up to him and be like, hey, so-and-so, oh, yeah, what are mom and dad doing tonight? Betty Booping it?
He was like the O'Doyle family from Billy Madison, yeah.
Were his parents O'Doyle like that?
Rules? I don't know. Was O'Doyle the dad in Billy Madison?
It's the O'Doyle family, yeah. And they all just go, O'Doyle rules, O'Doyle rules, right off a cliff.
Yeah, I remember that part.
Like, they're all meatheads.
Was there a meathead mom?
I think, yeah. I mean, it's understood that she was like a meathead, too.
Now, his parents were kind of just normal-looking folk. There was, like, his dad wasn't ripped or anything, but this kid was jacked from, like, sixth grade on.
And apparently his dad was a big fan of Mrs. Boop.
Yeah. Was this what you were hoping for in the debrief today, Charlie?
More than I could have hoped for, Mr.
Anyway,
Filipone.
All right, now, here we go. Get it back on track, Charles.
The debrief, September 19th, 2025.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Chicago Bears fan by the name of Chase Bandelic, I hope you're I'm pronouncing your name right, before the season promised to run a mile for every point the Chicago Bears lost by in a game, and he documented this.
Oh, no.
The Chicago Bears, if you did not know, last Sunday lost by a final score of 52-21. He had to do a, what is that?
31 mile
run?
Yeah.
He ran 31 miles, and he put it all on social media for the entire world to see. And a follow-up to that, the Bears are playing the Dallas Cowboys this weekend, who are fifth in the entire league in scoring.
Now, I just quick question.
So a nice little 5K after the Vikings beat them 27-24, and then literally more than a marathon.
Do we? Correct. I was just going to ask, do we know what kind of shape this person is
in? He's an ultra-marathoner.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's not.
Pony, running 31 miles at the drop of a hat, even if you are a person trained to do it, isn't just like a walk in the park.
No, I understand that, but still, he's like built to do it. If Callis, who we just mentioned right, before, had to go out and do that, that would be something entirely different.
Can we do a quick little game off of this? I have the rest of the Bears' schedule, so he only runs when they lose, and he runs right after. That's the thing, Pony, like the next day, I think.
Why don't you do that for Steelers' losses?
No, hold on. Let's play the game.
You've had to run 14 miles.
If you think that they are going to win the game, you can just say pass. But if you think they're going to lose, tell me which of these games you think, or how many miles you think that this guy will be running after each of these games. Against Dallas.
I think they're going to win.
At the Raiders.
Maybe three.
At the Commanders.
Maybe seven.
Home against the Saints.
He'll be okay.
He'll be okay. This is where it could get ugly. At the Ravens.
That's probably another 14, marathoner.
15.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that could be 20. Home again, or at the Bengals could win.
Yep.
Giants and home.
Yep. Good.
Vikings on the road.
Probably going to have to run, but it's going to be not a long one.
Steelers at home. They'll win that game. They never lose to the Steelers in Chicago.
I mean, if you listen to today's show, if people listening are probably going to think we're taking the Steelers to go 1-16 this year.
You might. At the Eagles, this could be ugly here.
Yeah, that's good. Well, the Eagles aren't blowing teams out.
At the Packers right after, that also could be ugly.
Yeah.
Browns, the win. Packers at home, that'll be ugly. Lions to finish the season. That poor SOB in a Chicago.
This guy's going to end up running 100 miles this year.
Oh, easily. This guy in a Chicago winter could have to run a whole marathon if the Lions are motivated for blood in week 18. I like that story, though, Borges. I saw it last night. I was glad you brought it up.
He started the run after the game, and he finished at 10 o'clock, and that was a 1 o'clock game.
Right. So that's 31 miles in approximately Yeah, he's probably running late. He's trying to clip along and run
those
like 6 minute miles.
Those people are absolutely built different. The ultra marathoners, the marathoners, period. The people that just go out there and run 20 miles.
I don't know how
you can get wired that way.
My best friend throughout all of high school, we're still very close friends. Her older brother ran a marathon in Hawaii, right? They all drove, I guess, flew out there to run this thing.
Congratulations on all their success.
He ran the marathon. And then to hear her tell it, boredom, just ran the entire marathon course again.
Yeah.
He ran 52 miles in a day for fun.
I look at a treadmill and I have an anxiety attack.
Charlie, thank you for the debrief.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.